Yesterday afternoon, we were called up to Skipton to sandbag, and we spent probably 7 or 8 hours up there until it started receding. Then just pumped water from the roads back into the creek and then headed home here probably 11:30-ish last night.
So what have you been seeing amongst your travels?
Well, on our way home last night, we went through Darlington, which is where we are at the moment, and the river was well down. So this is probably the peak from Skipton, so it's taken roughly 24 hours to get here.
In Skipton, I know that there was a couple of businesses in the main street affected and some homes that were surrounded by water. What did you see and what were you doing there?
Well, we were actually sandbagging the main street, and then we went around to a newly built house, which was in threat of being flooded, so we sandbagged that as well. And then just pumped water off the streets. Right where the river runs through town is a fairly low area, and that was the area affected. The rest of Skipton was pretty good.
So did water get into any homes?
An older house where we were, near this newer house, yes, it was flooded, and the art gallery right on the main street, it was flooded. The cellar in the pub had a lot of water, but it was the same thing. It was a lot of water siphoning in there through downpipes and whatever. But generally, no, pretty good.
Now, we're in Darlington at the moment, as you said, just standing at the Mount Emu Creek and the local pub here. What's the crew doing here today?
Well, we're just on standby because there was a threat that the people thought that the pub was going to be flooded. So we're just on standby, ready to sandbag if we're required. But I think it's reached its peak here at the moment, so it probably won't happen.
The threat subsided later yesterday afternoon, but Darlington publican Leon DeFerranti was never too concerned.
I've seen the biggest amount of water go down there that's happened in the last 5 years. Came up 2 weeks ago, and it's up higher now, but I don't really think there's any danger of the pub being flooded.
The SES are on standby outside, so does that make you feel a little bit more at ease, even if there was any risk?
Oh, absolutely. They're ready to sandbag if it was going to come up as high as the last recorded biggest flood, which lapped up at the door of the pub. So I thought, well, if it gets that bad, then they'll be there to stop it coming in. So I was fairly relaxed about it, really.
So you weren't feeling anxious over the weekend?
No. No, it's only ever recorded as being at the door, never having actually flooded the pub, so in 160 years I doubt that this is the heaviest it's ever been.
Tell me what it normally looks like, because it's quite wide at the moment, but it's hard to tell what it actually looks like if you've never seen it before.
There's always some water in the creek, but normally you can drive down over the ford underneath the bridge. No chance of doing that now, because there's probably about 12, 14 feet of water over the ford. So there's always water there, but you never have trouble going over the ford. And
what about the width, Lee?
It's no more than 10 metres wide at any point normally, although there are some lovely water holes. Now it's spread out enormously over the flat areas, across the road, over at the speedway. Yeah, the cricket ground is underwater. I haven't seen that before, and that probably hasn't happened for 40 years either.
And at parts you'd say it'd be 50 metres wide or more?
Oh, more in some places, yes, where it's spread out, like over the cricket ground, it'd be wider than 50 metres, it'd be 100, 150 in places.
So you're going to put your feet up tonight?
I think I might have a few customers in here wanting to see the sights, actually. So it'll probably be busy, which is a good thing.